This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New information this morning about the number of deaths blamed on alcohol during the first year of the COVID pandemic. The rate rose nearly 30%, says the government.
A CDC report focuses on more than a dozen kinds of alcohol-induced deaths, including alcohol-caused liver or pancreas failure, alcohol poisoning, and withdrawal. In the 20 years before the pandemic, the rate of such deaths had been increasing by 7% or less each year. The CDC says there were more than 52,000 such deaths last year, up from 39,000 in 2019. The report also says the death rate was the highest for people ages 55 to 64, with deaths more common in men than in women. I'm Donna Water.
No word on who made this threat or why, but there is a warning now that synagogues in New Jersey may be targeted.
The FBI says it has received credible information about a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI statement characterizes it as a broad threat. There was no mention of a specific synagogue. The statement urged all synagogues to take security precautions to protect their community and facility. The mayor in Jersey City says police will be posted at the city's seven synagogues and foot patrols will be added in the broader Jewish community. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kyrie Irving is apologizing now after the Brooklyn Nets suspended him for at least five games without pay. He had posted a link to an anti-Semitic work on his Twitter feed. He addressed his apology to Jewish families and communities, saying he was deeply sorry to have caused them pain. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her husband Paul is back home now, out of the hospital after he was attacked in their San Francisco home by a man with a hammer. The Astros lead the Phillies in the World Series 3-2. This is AP News. To the war in Ukraine now. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with word that many Ukrainians are worried about the possibility of nuclear weapons being used.
With the Russian invasion in its ninth month, many Ukrainians no longer ask if their country will be hit by nuclear weapons. They're actively preparing for that once unthinkable possibility. Over dinner tables and in bars, people often discuss which city would be the most likely target or what type of weapon could be used. Many are stocking up on supplies and making survival plans. Ukraine, after all, has seen the world's worst nuclear disaster at Chernobyl in 1986. In an interview with the Associated Press, presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak says, "Of course Ukraine takes this threat seriously, because we understand what kind of country we're dealing with," referring to Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.